Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly, and every week at this time, a full hour of the music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. And tonight, the music of Guillaume Machaut, sacred and secular music. We will hear in the second part of the program some of his songs, but the first part of the program is given over to perhaps his most famous work. Well, not perhaps, it is his most famous work, the Notre Dame Mass, the Mass of Our Lady, which was the very first complete Mass by a single composer. Now, last week, if you were with me, you heard the Tournai Mass. That is the very first cyclical Mass, or complete Mass, where all the movements of the ordinary are there. Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus Benedictus, if there's a Benedictus, Agnus Dei, and in the case of the Tournai Mass, as in tonight's Mass, Ita Missae Est. But the Tournai Mass was compiled by a single scribe from movements, mass movements, by six other composers over a period of 50 years. The distinction of the Notre Dame Mass is that it is the first Mass composed by a single composer, in this case Guillaume Machaut, in about the 1360s, some 20 to 30 years after the Tournai Mass. Guillaume Machaut was the last great poet who was also a composer. He composed in a wide range of styles and forms. He's part of the musical movement known as the Ars Nova. He helped develop the motet and the mass, and also secular song forms, particularly the lay, the fixed forms, the rondo, the virelay, the ballade, and we will hear some of those in the second part of the program. A little background on Machaut before we begin the mass. He was born in 1300, died in 1377. He was employed as secretary to John I, Count of Luxembourg, King of Bohemia, from 1323 to 1346. Machaut also became a canon in 1337. He was first a canon at Verdun, then Arras, and finally in Reims in 1337. And by 1340, he was living in Reims, having relinquished his other canonic post at the request of the Pope. In 1346, King John, his patron, was killed fighting at the Battle of Crecy, and Machaut was with him. Afterwards, though, Machaut, who was very famous and much in demand, entered the service of various other aristocrats and rulers, including King John's daughter, Bonnie, who died of the Black Death in 1349, her sons, Jean de Berry, and Charles, later Charles V, Duke of Normandy, and others such as Charles II of Navarre. Machaut composed the Notre Dame Mass probably for a performance at the Saturday Lady Mass celebrated in Reims Cathedral, at the small altar near the choir screen. His intention seems to have been that it would function as a mass in honor of the Virgin during the remainder of his life, but that after his death it would become a memorial mass for himself and his brother Jean, like Guillaume, a canon at the cathedral. In due course, the brothers were buried together near the altar, and the mass presumably continued to be sung over them for many years, perhaps even as late as the early 15th century. Machaut was probably familiar with the Tournai Mass, since Machaut's Mass shares many stylistic features with it, including textless interludes. There is a consensus, in fact, that the Notre Dame Mass was a forerunner to the later 15th century cyclic Masses by the likes of Josquin des Prez and others. We're going to hear a performance of it now by the Oxford Camerata, directed by Jeremy Summerlee. And Jeremy Summerlee says, "For this performance, we went back to Reims Cathedral in order, as far as possible, to record the Mass in its original acoustics." Here's the Notre Dame Mass of Guillaume Machaut.
Thank you. Oh, no, because.
And you've just heard the Notre Dame Mass, the Mass for Our Lady of Guillaume de Machaut, 1300 to 1377, a performance by the Oxford Camerata, directed by Jeremy Summerly, and that was recorded at Rheims Cathedral, where it was written back in 1362, give or take a year, by Guillaume Machaut, the very first complete ordinary of the Mass by a single composer. And you're listening to a program dedicated to the music, both sacred and secular, of Guillaume Machaut. This is Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. We're going to hear next secular music, secular songs of Machaut. The lyrics of Machaut's works almost always dealt with courtly love. Machaut mostly composed in five genres: the lay, the virile, the motet, the ballade, and the rondo. In these genres, Machaut retained the basic fixed forms, but often utilized creative text settings and cadences. We're going to hear an example of each of those. First a virile, then a rondo, followed by a ballade, another virile, and a motet. A performance here by Gothic Voices from their Hyperion CD, The Mirror of Narcissus, songs by Guillaume de Machaut, directed by Christopher Page. Here's some secular songs of Machaut.
Tui mi passi, sunt ancessi, an vus ami, e unore tredus creature. Nunc a mes yeux saule, te regardi, ire mi revolgente putreture. Ne ponem uncero te, dedi pasi, avo vicle, avo bunte pure. Se fe dubli, e ambrasi, e avivi, par desire, un amor zardir. Tui mi passi, sunt sansessi, an vus ami, e unore tredus creature. Me tam cum pure dure, la vei porti, e andire humblement sans le dure. Ne, ja ne vous quieruve, gere duni, ne démoutre que je la tiens à dure. Qu'a trop parli, per mulgre vi, e refusi, ferre creve mon cœur de sa pointure. Tui mi passi, sunt sansessi, an vus ami, e unore tredus creature. Sic et tre belle sante, que vui passi, et sur un thé tout ouvre de nature. Une me doué pas blâmer, ce monde passé, et sans fausse mise toute ma cure. En vous louer, en vous garder, en vous sceller, en vous douter, car c'est ma nourriture. Tui mi passi, sunt sansessi, an vous ami, e unore tredus creature.
Please bring comfort there.
Et tremble au pays,
Have concluded our Al Marchaux program on Distant Mirror this evening with several of his secular songs performed by Gothic Voices from their CD The Mirror of Narcissus. Guillaume Marchaux, 1300 to 1377. He wrote in all the secular genres, and I tried to give an example from each category. I began with a virile, Tuis Mi Pensée, featuring tenor Roger's Covey Crump in that solo, then a rondo, Rosalie's Prétend Verdeux. Then a ballade, Amour Me Fait Désirer, another virile, Douce Dame Jolie, That featured contralto Margaret Philpott in that solo piece. And we concluded with a motet, Inviolata, Genetrix, Felix Vergo, A Te Suspiramus. Music of Guillaume Machaut, performed by Gothic Voices, Emily Van Everer, Margaret Philpott, Rogers Covey Crump, Andrew King, Colin Scott Mason, Peter McRae, and directed by Christopher Page on Hyperion. And next week, another 14th century giant. We're going to hear the famous master of subtle refinement, Francesco Landini, with Anonymous Four. Thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Until next week, Salus et Vita.